Keys, 480.
966. WRFX. Is breakfast back at the Cozy now? Ram's horn on DeQuinder. WSBC 924 mobile.
WRKY T7 monitoring on this miserable day down in Australia.
WSBC 924 mobile. Broke up. I don't know if it's you or me, but I didn't catch that last transmission.
Mobile 2 just running to Aaron, and it's well to me. Ocean KG-1000 in my vehicle. I have not measured the WR or anything just yet.
Turned a corner there, that last transmission was a lot better, but I'm just coming into Flint. I'm heading north on 23, so we're just coming into Flint, so I should be pretty close to the repeater. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but should be pretty close.
I think I am hitting the Macomb repeater, but I'm not entirely sure. Let me see if I can switch to Flint from here. I doubt it. Yeah, no way I can hit the Flint repeater from here with this rig.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good on that Macomb repeater now. No worries. We're on our way up to Frankenmuth for the day. Actually, we're meeting some kids that live right over there by the Macomb repeater.
Frankenmuth is always nice. I hope the weather is somewhat less miserable up here than it is down here.
Well, it's not raining right now, so I guess that's about all we could hope for at this point.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it stays dry, you should be good.
Yeah, we haven't been there in quite a few years, so I'm sure it's probably a growing town. Things are changing all the time, but we'll see. We haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, I think last time we were there was about 3 years ago, and we made the mistake of taking our two big German Shepherd dogs along for the day, and, it was a bit disappointing to see how many cafes and stuff they have, but none of them are really dog-friendly, so...
Yeah, that seems like more and more places pretty much let you take your dogs anywhere you want to, but I could see where, if you went into Bronner's, where that might be a little challenging.
Yeah, inside some busy places, that's never a good idea, I think, but, when you have, outside seating and stuff, then it would be nice if they would allow you to take your dog there. But yeah, I can understand this from the management/owner's perspective. It's also a risk and liability, so it's a balance, right?
Well, it was good making the contact. Traffic is getting kind of heavier, so I'm going to let you go here so I can pay attention. But anyway, good talking to you. This is WSBC 924. I'll be clear.
All right, you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for the conversation. WRKY 276, monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSAK 554, WRZT 820. WSAK 554, WRZT 820. WSAK 554, WRZT 820. WRZ 820, clear.
Five plus four. Six at 5 plus 4. WRZ 28, copy.
WRZP544, WRU8USF. Jack, are you by the frequency?
I just got it there, because that 625 repeater tower, and there was a red belt out of it.
Jack, all systems go here, and I got you loud and clear up here, brother.
I'm trying to get the electro out. My husband cannot get out, so he said it's been down for 30 hours at 6:05 repeater. That's the Detroit repeater. Anyhow, from you to talk later, WIUG quitting.
Roger that, Jack. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. All systems go here, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitored.
Station 218,
WIUG, please, copy. Roger that, WRZF218.
Well, good morning. How's the weather by you? And here a little bit of raining, sprinkler.
No, it's not raining here that I can see, but it could, I suppose. A little breezy. That's about it, though.
There ain't no sunshine here either, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I tried. I heard you a little bit on 600 breaking up. But, yeah, 625 is going now. It was down.
Oh boy.
30 hours almost, isn't it?
I see what you're saying. All right, Randall. You take care of me and have a good day. I got a little bit of work to do here. I got to finish up here. Those bills and all that. And go out shopping a little bit and come back. Roger.
Roger that. All right, we'll talk at you later, maybe in the mobile. WRZX 218. We're going to be clear after you.
All right, good to hear you. You take care. WIUG 218, clear.
Parkside, static.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Eight one zero, I copy you, got a good signal.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. I am mobile just south of Saginaw right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm sitting at home here watching football, and I'm just outside of Mount Clemens. Name's Randy here, WRWR357.
Sweet, definitely. I've heard you in there before, possibly even chatted with you, but anyway, it's a pleasure to make the acquaintance.
I talked to someone up that way yesterday, and they said they're expecting snow. Did you guys ever get it?
No, we got some rain. I don't know, one person said it was pretty heavy at one point. I must have slept through that last night, but I went out about 9 o'clock last night. It was a very light drizzle, and by the time I got to work at midnight, it pretty much stopped. So, nope. It's cloudy, it's overcast, it's cold, but no snow.
Yeah, a few mornings ago I woke up, you know, to like a dusting of snow on the top of my car before I left for work, and it's kind of sobering, right? You're not expecting that until maybe Christmas or after. So just a little taste of what's to come.
Yeah, roger that. I saw a Facebook post from a friend of mine who lives down in Buchanan, if you know where that is. It's kind of way down southern end of the state, almost into Indiana, and they had a little bit of snow on the ground, not a whole lot, and I talked to my my kids who are in Indiana last night. They said they got a little bit, but again, not much.
Yeah, we can't complain with the little bit we get compared to what's happening over there in, like, southern Oregon or southern eastern Oregon, where they had, like, that bomb cyclone, and they're, like, getting buried in snow, and major expressways are getting shut down, and, you know, it's almost a snow emergency at this point in some places.
Yeah, I've been catching a little bit of that on the news, and I guess Jersey got hit a little bit, too. That's where I'm originally from, just outside of New York City, and we used to get them really bad, and then we get the nor'easters coming through there. But a friend of mine that's still involved in emergency services out there, he texts me every once in a while about how they got a whole bunch towards the northern end of the state there, too.
Yeah, I was watching part of that Pittsburgh Browns game, and, you know, starts off with it's just not a single snowflake, and then by the second half it was a blizzard. You could barely see the ball, and, you know, the field's totally covered, and it was kind of cool game to watch. And I was right in that area, or right that part of the nation.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, if I remember correctly, is kind of on the western part of the state, almost into Ohio, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's only about 5 hours drive from this area. But still, I mean, that whole region was getting hammered. I know I have family that lives up north of Pittsburgh in New York there, and they're like, you know, near Erie and that, and they usually get pounded.
Yeah, I remember when I was young and stupid, I went to visit my cousin once. He lived up in Binghamton at the time, which is about, 3.5-4 hours northwest of New York City, and made it about halfway, stopped off in Monticello, which was the halfway point from where I was living. It was totally fine when I got to Monticello, got back on the highway, and it was like driving into a brick wall of snow. A trip that took me 3 hours took me about 7.5 hours.
Yeah, I hear ya. I had a few of those trips back in my younger days. Now, if it's snowing, I barely want to go try 5 miles in it, but when you're young, man, and had some crappy vehicles with crappy tires, you just thought you were invincible, and you didn't, it's so much snow and so what? You just got in a car with friends, and you took off, you know, didn't matter where you're going, and had some of those, you know, one-hour drives turn into 4 or 5 hours. So, but not these days. Too wisened up a bit.
That's kind of what I said a couple of years ago when we were in Indiana. We had to take my son to the hospital, and coming out, all of a sudden it just started blizzarding, and it was a whiteout on the interstate. I'm like, screw this, we're getting a hotel room somewhere. There ain't no way I'm driving in this. But, you know, when I was 18, 19, I didn't think nothing of it. So, yeah, older and wiser. And as I say that, I pull up to a red light, and what's in front of me but a car with New York tags on it. Funny.
Yeah, not only do those drives take you 2 to 3 times as long, you're white-knuckled and you're tense the whole time, and you feel, like, exhausted by the time you get to your destination. You know, even when I do drive and I'm kind of wimp, I have to, you know, I drive a, you know, four-wheel drive vehicle with nice tires, and I'm all ready with the, you know, stuff in the back for either getting myself pulled out or pulling some Dallas or whatever you need, you know, you need in like an emergency situation. And so, because, you know, I've had it where I've gone off the road out in the country and I've had to walk 3 or 4 miles and not enough clothing and, you know, with no cell phone, no nothing.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I've definitely been in those situations too. Everybody laughs at me when, you know, living here in July, and I still have a coat in the back of the car, and I'm like, you know, you just never know in Michigan what the weather is going to be like. Yeah, definitely not a whole lot of fun there. My car does really good in the snow. I got a little Nissan Rogue, and this thing just plows, eats up the snow like it's nothing, so I was really happy with this purchase.
That's good. You know, those a good in this state, having a good snow car makes all the difference. I spent a couple winters driving a two-wheel drive Cherokee, so it was, you know, just rear-wheel drive, and you know, hardly any weight in the back of those things. And man, that thing was like a terrible in the snow. Could barely get going, which is probably a good thing. But you just touched the gas a little bit, and your back end was kicking out all over the place.
Driving around with like 6 bags of rock salt in the trunk just for a little extra weight.
Yeah, same here. Nah. But after a couple of winters of messing with that and getting stuck, waiting for friends to come pull you out or whatever it was, I'm like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. I've been driving four-wheel drive vehicles, you know, Grand Cherokees ever since.
Roger that. Alrighty, I gotta jump off here for a minute. Got to do a little Ubering run, so I'll definitely talk to you later. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. And this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and I will be clear on your final, sir.
Alright, man, it was good talking to you too. Drive safe. And this is WRWR357.
Roger that, CI-783 to station 213. Station 213, copy.
With the mod? No, mine is lower than it works. I'll have to take a look. Here, mine lowercase shows up. Like I said, how are you? WSAN 476 to WSVS 916, Ed, are you out there? WRMU805 mobile, standing by. WSCU 445, WSCT 544, are you listening?
WSCT 544, I can hear you, I got
some
static, but I can hear you.
I'm getting the same thing, a bunch of static. It shows strong signal, but a lot of static.
Yeah, I was on with Brian last night, with my email in the house. That was pretty strong. I got a good shot at that. That one always works. But yeah, I just hope I didn't bring you the rest of the mic. Just a lot of static, hard to reach. Something weird. Followed. I don't know. Something happened here.
Yeah,
and I haven't heard Jeremy in over a week, so I don't know if I'm even getting downstate or not. They laced him with a magnetic field or iron ore so he can't transmit to it.
Well, I'm currently being tortured. I have to go out with the public to a store, so if you never hear from me again, I probably didn't make it. WSEC544, clear on your final.
Sounds good. If not, I'll know for sure on Monday, because it doesn't sound like the radios are going to let us reach. WSEU 445, clear.
DT820, can I get a radio check, please?
WRZT544, Kiboyden County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
Bob, I appreciate that. I'm trying a new radio with a new antenna inside the garage, so I just want to make sure. I'll be clear on your phone.
Roger that. Broken and unreadable here, but I'm in the living room on my HQ, so that might be it, brother. Enjoy your day. We'll try it again. WRZP 544.
FCY plant, 842.
WRJB 663, just testing my new base station off the MI-8 repeater. How do I sound out there?
1 City, you sound good.
clear.
32, sound real good. SUI-842, mobile Flint.
WRJV 663, testing my new base station. Can everyone hear me out there?
Yeah, sounds real nice. Fine quality audio. Which system are you coming into? I'm on the Flint system right now. It's WSUY842, Travis.
I'm coming into the MI8 repeater, if that's what you're asking.
In which town?
I'm hitting it out of Detroit, and I'm in Southgate, Michigan.
Okay, yeah. I'm up here in Flint Township, so you're coming to Detroit. Well, that's good. I don't know how far you are from the repeater down there, but... Oh, really? We stopped... Oh, you know what I forgot today? We're supposed to stop at green lights today. I've got to pass that traffic ticket along.
I'm sorry, did you say you need to stop at a green light?
Yeah, I'm mobile and there's a bozo in front of me. I'm driving a dump truck and they just decided to stop at a green light and I stood on the brakes.
Yikes. Hope you're okay out there. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all that somebody just decided that green means stop.
Tell you what, it made me mad if I spilled my beer.
Yeah, driving's not what it used to be. It's getting a little crazy these days.
For a base station set up.
Got a BTEC GRMS set up.
Okay, okay. What's your running for an antenna?
I've got the Diamond X300A at about 30 feet in the air.
That is how you do it. That is a fantastic outfit. So, yeah, it's nice to hear station's got good, clear audio and just an excellent 555 coming into that repeater.
Yeah, that's great to hear. It took a little effort to get the mast up and on the back of the house and protruding way up above the peak. And the Diamond X300 is actually a 10-foot antenna, dual band, pretty decent gain on it. And I just wanted to put everything together properly so that, I got a good clear, at least a good clear hit on the repeater. But seems like everything's working well.
Say this in jest, but I've been taught to only put antennas up or do very complicated tower work in the winter, or just before a storm. That way, whatever you're doing is done correctly and very well, because you do not want to go back up there.
No, that's funny, because I was pretty adamant about, putting a couple of ground rods in the ground and tying them together and to the antenna and to the lightning suppressor, and everything's done to the T's. And, I don't have to go out there and worry about it anymore, and I can just play with my radio now.
It should be. I'm just pulling up to my place now, my campus, I call it, and admiring my sticks that are up in the sky. soon, coming soon, another stick with GMRS on it. But I gotta jump off the truck here and get my stuff out, because it is the end of the day. So, this is WSCY842, and have a good one. I'll get this beer successfully transported into the refrigerator, where it shall have peace and harmony.
You have a great night, sir, and appreciate your comments or your readings on my transmission. WRJB 663, clear.
This is WSUY842. Has anybody noticed a statewide outage on various carriers for cellular phone?
It is, to my understanding, Verizon did some maintenance work overnight down in the Metro Detroit area, and I had no service for about almost 2 hours, but everything was fine. And back then, this was early in the morning between midnight and 2 a.m. WRCY 565.
Okay, yeah, we, oh God, such a bad radio show host. We, have, no service up here.
Okay, well, I can only vouch for Verizon, and I am a former Verizon employee. I basically had heard something was going to happen over the next couple of days. They were going to do it in certain areas at certain times, and I happened to be up about 1:30 this morning, and I saw it, but I had no service. I had Wi-Fi capability, so I could still make calls and do internet work on my phone. The actual 5G was down, and just after 2 o'clock, it came back up. So it was about, I don't even know if it was a full 2 hours, but last time I checked it, to the time I realized it was reset, it was about 2 hours. Everything's working fine now. But usually they have a habit of doing that, and it's usually in the middle of the night in certain areas, certain time zones across the country, just from my experience.
Okay, I concur. Yeah, we can do Wi-Fi calling, and that does explain it. They probably have a crew working on things. Can't say it's the first time. Thanks for the update, though. A rather quick one. Have a great evening. That's WSCY 842.
Yeah, I may be retired from them, but I have, you know, got some connections in low places, so to speak, so I'm usually privy to some of that stuff. And other companies like AT&T have their outages, and people from Verizon say, well, I got an outage too. No, you don't have an outage. What it is, you can't dial into a person with an AT&T phone. Not your phone, it's just the AT&T network is not accepting your call that you're trying to dial into. So, you're, you know, but, you know, everybody's an armchair technician, I guess.
Yeah, you bet, you're right there. Tell you what, I went to Facebook Log, and I got my degree there to be a Facebook lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sold. My certificates of authenticity and graduation and all that came from a Cracker Jack box, so I guess you can't put them off of Facebook. Well, I'll let you make sure that beer gets cold, and you have a good night, sir. Take care. WRCY 565, we're clear.
You betcha. Just about to put the dump truck back in the slot. WCY 842.
WRTX 957.
Two of you guys doubled.
Okay, how about now?
Sounds good.
Per the previous conversation, this is WRTX 957. I'm looking at the down detector. And there's a ton of complaints around 1 a.m. And then there's still some complaints between 10 and 4 of down cellular outages. But another website says that there's no reported outages for AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. So there you go, for what it's worth.
Alrighty then, good old down detector. When I hit my radio PTT button on my microphone, my old Motorola here in the cab, I just noticed all my motion lights come on. Only one brand of motion lights come on when I key up the radio. WOC 8842.
Guess that Motorola's got a lot of spurious output, a lot of, what do you call that, spurs. So, anywho, yeah, usually I hit about 50 watts on my base, it starts turning on and off the touch lamps. That's about it, though. But that's just the problem with the touch lamps, because they run by RF.
I pop all my, what they call those, CFI wall sockets, if I'm in the kitchen with my Moto, and, you pop those circuit breakers or surge protectors, again, or they call them GFOs or GFIs or whatever those little things are, they go pop, 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 and it's like, ah, that got it, and one of them is attached to my microwave, so then I got to reset my microwave clock. I got to put up an idiot sign. Do not enter the kitchen with a radio. You're going to blow everything up.
That was a perfect double, a perfectly mixed double. That's the great thing about having, you know, a couple, three repeaters or so, or four or five linked together, because if anyone keys up on any of them, they don't, it's just like a mixer. You can hear, you know, two people. It just sounds like they're mixed together. Which they are. But, yeah, that, you know, come to think of it, something of mine kicked off the, oh, my 10-meter rig kicked off the ground fault circuit breaker in here. That's been years ago. I don't have any 10-meter stuff in here anymore. Is that you, Donald?
And if Travis was in there, I apologize for my half of the double. And yes, Eric, it is I, the Donald.
Still got it. I'm just chilling. I'm finishing up. You guys go ahead and chat. If anything worth anybody might wanting to know, I'll come back. WFUA 42 foot.
Anything new in your world, Eric?
always. Okay, yeah, the other gentleman was coming in off the Flint machine. Yeah, just buying more cheap radios. I can't resist. You know, when they're $20 and they come with a programming cable and a high gain antenna and a speaker mic, I can't resist. But yeah, I'll have to show you my latest radio. You'll get a kick out of them. They're actually pretty decent little radios, but doesn't matter. I just like unboxing them and playing around with them, and I let them sit in the. I have a little shelf I put them on, and then I play with another radio for a week, and I put it on the shelf, grab another one. I'm up to 33.
Wow. You're going to need a wide screen if you ever want to snap a picture of all of those together. Holy cow. You know, I'm still at my, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 total. And, yeah, 5 of them are Wooksons. And then I got the 5 of them are Motorolas, 2 of them are Wooksons. Got the 1 RT4 and 2 turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree.
Yep, that's about it. So have you been going to breakfast on Saturdays or no?
Yeah, I went this morning. I will not be there next weekend because it's the Saturday after the holiday, and I will be up north, and I'm not going to drive 2 hours from Forrester down to Warren just for, you know, 2 hours of shenanigans and food.
Was the ambassador there this morning? The Jack?
No, he was not, because his sidekick was not there, and or his buddy or his best friend or whatever he calls him. That person was not there because he was with his grandchildren this weekend, I believe, babysitting duties.
Yeah, I work so many hours. Like Saturday morning is the only day I get to sleep in. And I've been just sleeping. Whenever it comes to me, you know, like having a Friday off, then I won't need to sleep in on Saturday, and then I might show up. But I think I went twice, I believe. But, yep. Anywho, speaking of radios, I got to reprogram a few of them. I usually update all my radio programming like every month or so. So I got 18 or 20 radios here. The rest are up north, so I got to get cracking on that. So anyhow, just heard some activity out here. Thought I'd jump in and say hi. Have a good one. This is WRTX 957.
Yeah, copy that. It's, you know, it's good to hear your voice, and pleasure always to talk to you. And you know, so if you got 33 radios down here, and you just mentioned you got more up north, how many more you got up north before you sign off?
I believe you misunderstood me. I said I have 33 total, but 20. I think there's 20. 2 here and 10 or 11 up north. So no, the majority of them's down here. So, but I don't know. I mean, it's always that number is always in flux because I'm always buying radios and I'm selling them and giving them away. I gave I gave four of them away recently. I bought four 2-packs, and I lost a set. But the price I paid for them was so cheap, I don't care. They'll turn up. But like I said, I gave away two sets. I gave away four radios, so I'm going to be giving two more away. And then I got to still find those two that are floating around. They might be up north. I don't know. So, yeah, just to round it off, maybe 10 or 20 or 23 here and maybe 10 to 13 up north.
Okay, well, I apologize if I misunderstood the exact totality of the inventory there. I know Mike from the Troy repeater, he's got a little bunker underneath the stairwell of his basement where his radios are, and he may have to build an addition onto that bunker because I guess he's still buying radios. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know he's got some gadgets. And I saw something today on the interwebs from the people of RF Finder. They got that B1. Well, now they've got a device that's incorporated in a 10-inch tablet with a SDR capability on it that's just kind of caught my eye. But, you know, dreaming.
Yeah, a friend of mine has one of those. They're pretty neat. I mean, that would be more than my whole collection of radios put together. I think they're over $1,000, but I don't know. I do have some Sirius radios. All my Sirius radios are more expensive ones are in ammo boxes. Or Pelican cases, and all the other ones are just sitting on a shelf, like in a curio cabinet, on display. Just give me a picture. All right, I'm out. WRTX 95. You almost caught me there.
Oh, yeah, I still mess up sometimes with my almost identical call signs for both licenses there, but I'm getting better at it. So, again, good hearing from you. Have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving. WRCY 565, we're clear.
I come out of the gate that way. I was completely backwards this morning. Threw this call out on 2 meters, and then about an hour later, through my 2-meter call out here.
Yeah, I just got my ham technician license back in August, and I had a real crappy call sign, and so I changed it, and I wanted to change it to, you know, something easy, so I just incorporated what was my GMRS call sign, WRCY 565, and I just turned it into W8RCY for the ham side, and makes it easy to remember, but you can also easily screw it up between the two, and it's already happened, so hey, we're all human. All right, I'm out of here too. I got to think about what I got to feed the little woman tonight for dinner because I'm out with her right now, so catch up with everybody, and WRCY 565, we're clear.
WRCY 42, yeah, have a good one.
847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WASSLES in Bay City, Michigan. Repeater access check. How do I sound?
Sounding great there, station. Pretty much full quieting and great audio. WRTX 930.
Big thanks, my man. Frequency clear.
Station 930. WIUG 48, copy.
Hey Jack, how's it going this evening?
There you go, you're just a little bit chilly outside, no rain, no nothing. Roger.
It's 40-some degrees. It's plenty warm. It's not chilly.
No, Ken, when you get to, when you go to the restaurant, you order some chili with the hot pepper. Roger?
Oh, I like the heat. I'm good with the heat. On food, that is. But chili, yeah, chili's a state of mind. 40 is great. 30's miserable. I don't like 30. 20, 10, that's all good.
What, Ken? I got my sister's daughter. She makes it every 2 weeks. And she wants me to go over there all the way to a spoonful, eat the chili and come back, or take chili home. Roger?
Well, I can come help you eat that. That wouldn't be a problem.
Next time I'll let you know. She haven't made any, but I don't know what she's going to make any. She didn't say. Roger.
Yeah, actually, my wife's inside making chili right now. But she doesn't like hot, so I have to put my own hot sauce in it in my own bowl.
Well, you put those hot pepper, not the crisp one, the fresh ones. You know, you buy in a small bottle, and you spread it out there, and that's what I do, and it tastes good. I don't know why, but it tastes really good, but it's hot.
Oh, hot is good. Yeah, that does sound pretty good. I don't mind the heat. Good for you.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta blow that air out.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I like my chili just like I like my saunas, nice and hot. I like my sauna at like 175 is perfect. 175, a proper finish.
Hey Al, how you doing?
Was there another station out there?
No, you got me on that one.
Are you keeping busy down there? You got all your outside projects taken care of before snow starts flying here?
Almost not yet. I still got to work on that shed, take everything out, and take the snowblower out from there. And there's a lot of stuff in the middle. I got to do all that work. But a couple days ago, I had about half an inch of snow here.
Really? Yeah, we had some snow coming down, but none of it stuck here. So that's nice. I like the snow.
Yeah, snow is good for you. Keep you fresh, and it keeps you young. That is snow, Roger.
That's what the finish say. That's for sure.
Well, as soon as, if you're in the snow and you keep moving, you'll be warm. Believe me, I know. I done that before for past, 15 years ago. Every time we go hunting, the snow comes down, I sit there and just warm. Keep you warm, move a little bit, sit down, relax, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it definitely makes walking a little bit more work, that's for sure. Up in the UP, we got our snowshoes there, so when there's enough snow, we like going snowshoeing in the woods, looking at the stars at night. It's kind of fun, but yeah, it's a workout. It's good for you.
So when are you going back out again?
Probably not till after New Year's. I'm going to be home here for a little while for the holidays. But probably January. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I think you get a lot of things done that way, Roger.
And I got no shortage of crap to do around here. Just taking the boards off our trailer here, which I shouldn't need to do because the trailer is not that old. It's like 10 years old. We bought it brand new, and they even paid for the upgraded, quote, oak. Now, when you hear I want oak instead of pressure treated wood on my trailer deck, what kind of oak do you think they're talking about? I would assume it was white oak because that's resistant to rot. Oh no, they put red oak on it, which is not resistant to rot, and the whole thing is just rotted to hell. Just who does it? Who puts red oak on a trailer deck? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It could be. You know what? You know, I don't know, but you know what? The best thing to do, you know, the old days, they used to build downstairs, you know, to storage your clothes and all that. You know what I mean? And they make a room there, that way nothing gets to it, no water, no mosquitoes, no nothing. And that is the best.
Yeah, Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I was taking all these nasty, rotted, stupid red oak boards off this thing. I gotta grind off all the broken screws because none of them came out. They're all broken. I gotta grind those off and then cut some new wood. Not sure what kind of wood I'm gonna use yet. Probably white oak. But I don't know how long I'm gonna keep this. maybe I'll just put pressure treated on it. It'll probably be white oak. I can't not do it right.
You see, if you do it right, you can take it for a ride all the way Upper Peninsula and bring it back, or around, you know, you can do what you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Roger?
Yeah, that's what we use it for. It's our it's a 20-foot equipment trailer. I put my tractor on it and lift and other stuff that we haul around, move around at different locations. And yeah, I can't believe how rotted those boards were. Man, I brought that tractor back just a few weeks ago, and I can't believe those boards were holding anything up anymore.
That's one thing I don't like. And those screws, they all rust out, and you go through hell to take it out. Sometimes you broke something, and you're not supposed to break it, but you break it, then you don't know what to do after that. Then after that, you say, okay, we got to fix it a different way.
Yeah, I went around with the impact and all the screw heads broke off, which is fine. It just leaks, so you can lift the board straight up with off the broken stud that's left. But you know, the center hold down had bolts; those are all rounded out. I had to weld on to a nut onto it so I could get a wrench on the top to hold it while you're taking the bottom thing off. Yeah, I'm not impressed with this trailer. It shouldn't be like this. It's only 10 years old.
Right, you know, when you're working by yourself, one hand on top with the pliers, the other one is opened up. When you open it up, your hands start moving. Sometimes you don't know which way you move, left to the right, because all the rest out, you don't know which way to go. Roger?
Not exactly the funnest thing, but at least the metal's all good. The metal on the trailer's all good. There's no rust or anything of that nature, aside from the stupid screws that were holding on the board. Those are all rusted, but I'll just grind those off and drill new holes for the new boards. Other than that, trailer brakes are all working. Everything's still working good. But yeah, the boards, man, rotted mess. Holy cow.
Well, I don't know. I like treated wood. But even when you buy a treated wood, you know, it's gonna probably another 10 years gonna do the same thing. What I'll do, I'll buy the spray and spray it after that. And really, you know, hold it up.
Treated wood's okay, you know, when you're using it on buildings, your ground contact, that kind of stuff, but I don't know how that's going to actually work on a trailer deck that's being hauled around getting, like, literally sprayed with salt spray from winter crap, and, yeah, I don't know how that would hold up, really. Not sure about that. I'll probably just use white oak.
I never try one, but really that spray, you know, the spray, water spray, you know, a lot of soldiers would not get to it if you have that spray, you know, for treated wood, which is good. You know, I used to go by Walmart, and used to go to Sporting Goods, and they have that spray. You know, you put it on your clothes and you put it, and every time I put it outside on the grill, you know, the cover grill, it does not mess it up or nothing, and no snow stay on it at all.
Kind of spray, is it just something to make the water beat up and roll off it or something? Is that what you're talking about?
That spray, the water did not stay up there at all. It come right down. And I washed it for a couple of days. And I still got the cover. It's been 5 years outside. And every year I spray it with that spray. And it really does a good job. No water, no nothing.
I think you got to keep reapplying that every so often, don't you?
No, it could be. I didn't read them how they do it, but every year I do it, so, you know, it doesn't take that long, so I just spray it out and go get some spray from, you know, like I said, Walmart, or the sporting goods. They sell it, like for camping and all that, even for wood. It says on it for wood, too. So I don't know if you buy, how far are you from Walmart there?
Yeah, there's a Walmart in Clio down the next exit, but I generally avoid Walmart like the plague. For some reason, I just don't like going to the Walmart. Unless I absolutely have to, I'm not going to the Walmart.
I don't know if Walmart got it, but I know Myers always have it when it comes to sporting goods, when they pack up everything before hunting season, and that's where they put it. And I know that.
Yeah, well, there's a Majors right in town here. That's nice and close. I go there quite often.
Yeah, I can go to the sporting goods. They have it over there. Or ask for it with that spray. It'll show you for the trailer, right on it. It'll show you for camping and all that stuff. You just spray it, and no water stays up there at all. You know what? Sometimes I spray it on my hunting jacket and pants.
Yeah, I don't know how much spray am I going to need for a 7.5 foot wide by 20 foot deck.
Well, ask them if they have like a can. I don't know. You know, maybe, I don't know how Home Depot they have these things, or I never know that way. But the best thing to do it in the summer, not in the winter.
Yeah, well, for this deck, I'll probably just use white oak, and then you don't have to treat it, do nothing to it. It'll just last forever. That's what trailer decks are supposed to be made of.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, Ken, I'm going to get back out of here for a little bit. I'll talk to you maybe in a little bit or so. I gotta get me something to drink. WIUG 48.
Alright, Jack. Yeah, good talking to you. I might be on. I'm just sitting and enjoying my cigar here. But, yeah, good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening if I don't talk to you. WRTX 930.
WAFFLES in Bay City. Repeater access check. How do I sound?
This is WSVS 386 in Detroit. I pick you up loud and clear.
With a sad heart that I reminisce on the Joe Biden presidency. Never again will there be such an intrepid and fearless leader such as him. And I'm sad to see him go.
Taylor Swift for president.
WAFFLES in Bay City. Lady Gaga clearly would have been the best president.
Copy that. 90% noise.
That time you're probably about 50% noise. Are you mobile or are you just trying something out?
I am mobile at a base on a fan testing the signal. Probably close to 18 miles in the house on a fan with a mobile.
Yeah, no, that's not doing it for you. Yeah. You're what we would call unintelligible by most standards.
Right, I went back to high power. I was on medium power, but you said there was 90% noise on high power.
Okay, you're much better now. Have you checked your SWR? And two-thirds of that was noise until the very end, something about outside.
Yeah, I had the radio sitting on the power supply. I moved it to the side of the power supply now.
Yeah, that shouldn't have anything to do with it. Where is the antenna?
It's in the corner of the room, sitting on a baking pan.
Okay, that was 100% clarity. It needs to be outside. Fire safety is kind of a thing. But, yeah, it's going to go outside. And you're probably using a mobile antenna. Check with the fellow over at 10 Computer Repair. They build GMRS antennas for outside, and they can disguise them if you need them. But, yeah, definitely an outside antenna.
Yeah, I copy that. I have one. I'm just trying to set up an incognito here, and just trying to see how it works.
I'm going to go with not very good for 500.
I would agree, but for what it is, and obviously I can go to the Mount Clemens repeater, so this is, you know, I can sign for this return repeater distraction, so thinking I'm somewhat negative there, I'm somewhat okay with that, and then I'd be a lot better. I can flip it over to Mount Clemens, and we'll be able to get the better.
Well, whatever is going on, you have a hotspot interference situation in the room where you're at because you come in crystal clear at one moment and then you go completely out and you're just noise with some voids. Something about a Mount Clemens repeater and nothing else copied.
All right, yeah, WRZT820, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater now. How is that coming in?
That's gold. My concern is that you check your SWR, though.
Yeah, the SWR here is good. Like I said, I was really stretching the legs out on this for the Detroit repeater for mobile antenna in the house. I was really stretching it out.
Yeah, okay, that was definitely not your friend. So, yeah, you were noise for 500. What is GMRS? The Mount Clemens repeater is doing you solid.
I was, like I said, just with a mobile antenna on a pan in the corner of the room. We're stretching 20 miles to the Detroit repeater there.
shouldn't have a UHF antenna in your room. There's, if you got your ham radio license, you probably figured it out, but the realistic problem there is you're giving yourself ultra-high frequency, and over long transmission points, there could be a problem. But, yeah, I mean, if you're in an apartment or something, there are other ways of doing it.
I'm familiar with spurious transmissions, but it's not necessarily long-winded, so it's just short bursts.
Yeah, it's not the spurious stuff you're worried about. It's called RF exposure. Kind of measured like radiation.
Just like holding on to a handheld.
If you're running 5 watts, that'd be all right. If you're running 5 watts, you're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, right now I'm on middle power. It's about 7 watts. And with the Detroit repeater, you said it was 50% noise on medium power and 90 on high. So scrolling right there around medium power is working pretty decent.
What kind of transmitter are you running? It just sounds real good.
All right, say that again, please.
What kind of transmitter are you running? You sound real good.
It's any tone?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. You're coming in nice and clear. You got too much power, it'll cook your brains. It's not a, not like a all-at-once thing, but it's kind of like an overtime thing.
Absolutely. I'm not new to the rodeo, just a new setup, and I was trying to see how it's working.
Yeah, very good. I don't want to be those dick ham operators, you know, or rescue Ricky, who thinks they're self-entitled and have to self-activate. But I've been to some sites where you get a doggone toothache from the transmitter when you're working on a tower.
I definitely shouldn't be working on the tower while you're transmitting.
I would agree with that, but sometimes you can't get all parties at the tower to cooperate at once and say, hey, we'll shut down our pagers and such while you go up there and tune your ham radio repeater crap.
Understandable. All right, well, we're getting ready to run out here. I do appreciate the radio check and the comeback. And like I said, I was just trying to stretch the legs out and see what this could do. So other than that, it's working as it needs to and as intended. Once again, thank you for your help. WRZT 820, clear on your final.
Sounds real good. You're doing wonderful. And, you know, that's what's most important, audio clear. So this is WSCY 842 in Flint.
Here is WRNW 329, I'm monitoring.
What's happening, monitoring? What do you got, mobile or base?
Mobile right now.
Well, you're coming in real good. Which system are you coming in on?
I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater right now. I'm pretty close to it. I'm only about a mile from the repeater.
Yeah, you're doing real good. I hope within the next couple of days or day or so, I have my base station up, a Motorola 45 with a, I think I'm going to have the antenna up about 40 foot in the air.
Copy that. All right, whatever you're talking on now sounds really good, nice and clear.
I'm talking on a XPS 5000, but I'm not too far from the Flint repeater.
I copy that. Yeah, well, it's nice and clear here for sure. The name's Tim here. Just keying the radio down. I had to make a run to the store. I haven't keyed the radio down for a couple of days. Been doing a little monitoring, though, but always busy doing something. Copy.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I drive my dump truck back and forth to work, and I throw my call out now and again. But the flare repeater is so powerful, I almost don't need my mobile to hit the flare repeater. I go all the way from Owosso by M52 and back into Flint, and it's great. So I own a shop out in Owosso. We build radios and antenna such.
I copy that. You sell antennas too over there?
Yeah, I got a wide variety of stuff. I sell the Goyas for the HT, and I got base antennas for the house.
I copy that. I'm looking for some for HF. Probably a vertical right now, running a dipole, horizontal, it ends up about 30 feet. It works pretty good, but I'd rather just put an antenna up on it. I think I'd get a better range out of it, I believe.
Ham radio NVIS.
Again.
You looking for something ham radio MDIS for HF?
Something for HF. They're running a dipole right now. It works not too bad. I got it strung out over to cross my roof over to a tree. But just temporary for now. So I'm looking for a vertical antenna to put up. I don't know what's the best for a multi-band vertical.
Look up a beech nut. The beech nut antennas are awesome for multi-band vertical. Real nice antennas.
WRUC-820 from my mobile, same location as the inside base mobile. I'm making it okay.
Yeah, look for a beach night, and then somebody else popped in. So the news station, go ahead.
I just wanted to test. This is me actually in my mobile from that same location I was just at indoors. We're outdoors in the mobile now. Is this making it okay to the Detroit repeater?
Yeah, you're doing Detroit just fine. It's working out.
I appreciate it. Sorry to interrupt, guys. You guys are both making clear transmissions down here, Southern Michigan as well. WRZP-820 clear.
All right, I'm going to check out that antenna you're talking about. Beach Notch, you say? I have a look online, see what I can find. They sell it on Amazon. Is that an Amazon item? Or I got to go into one of your websites.
I don't know. I just went and seen one, well, four of them in person today, and I didn't bother to ask where they came from. But the beech nut antenna is a very nice HF antenna on multiple bands, and each element can be tuned very specifically to your needs, so you don't need an antenna matching unit.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. Some of the other ones I was looking at, all different brands, but some of them are like $500, $600, $700, $800. I ain't looking to spend that much money on them, so I don't know how expensive it is.
Well, there's the other option. Google how to build a DIY beech nut. Any antenna that's on the market is physics, so you can duplicate it. Just making it. Now, if you want to bend a whole bunch of aluminum, that's going to be up to you.
Okay, I appreciate it. I have a look online and see what I see. I got my dipole running north and south, but it seems like all my contacts are way down south. Not getting nothing much to the east and the west.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a search for the beech nut, but I think I might have a hit. I can tell you where to go. Yeah, so you must be an amateur then, which I am as well. Yeah, I would definitely say the beech nut's probably the way to go.
I appreciate it. I'll have a look online and see what I come up with. Get ready to hop out of this vehicle and finish up my little work I'm doing in the garage here. It's nice talking to you. Appreciate the info. This is WRNW329. We're clear for now.
All right, no problem. If you don't find it, send me a message over to 10 Computer Repair, 10 Computer Repair, .com, I believe it is. I'm awful with the webpage. But I own a Radio Shack and whatnot out in Owasso, Michigan. And I know the fella that has the beech nut antennas, and he knows where to get them. So if you can't find it, because I'm having some issues finding it myself, I'll get you. Let's do it.
All right, I copy that. What'd you say your website was?
10 Computer Repair, Owasso, Michigan. Just Google it. Do you need a phone call and ask somebody at the desk? We do radio repair, radio work, antenna construction. We have a Radio Shack, a cell phone company, and a computer service. We do all sorts of stuff. But mostly want to get people put in the right direction. So I'll be very happy to figure out where that's coming from, because I know that sounds like the antenna you're looking for. They're magnificent.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I'm just looking at your website here now. I'll save that website. So I'll do a little searching here and see what I can come up with there. I definitely appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'm a bad webmaster. I don't put my stuff up on there. I need to start doing that, because we're building some nice, cheap GMRS base mobile, or, well, base and or mobile antennas. And trying to get the price down on stuff. Plus, we're building Motorola radios for the base radios or mobile radios. And just don't seem to be putting it on the doggone internet. You know, word of mouth has been so busy for us. But we're happy to help. Anyway, this is WSUY 842, and have a great night. My name is Travis.
Hey, Travis. Appreciate the information. We got your website locked in here, so. I guess I turned the ignition off a little bit too quick. All right, Travis, appreciate you. WRNW 3229, clear.
All right, take care of yourself. WSUY 842.
Yes, 329. Tim, what's happening? Station 329. Tim, you out here? Never mind, he's not out there. He ain't up right away. WING 48. Is that Travis out that way?
One and only.
Well, how you doing this afternoon, Travis?
I'm not going to complain. I made another trip around the sun the other day. I'm just chilling out and doing some research on Motorola repair.
Oh, you're busy. No problem. I'm going to let you go ahead and go. I talked. Good talking to you. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG48.
All right, well, take care of yourself, Jack. It's always great to hear you. Have a good one. WSUY 842.
SBM 993 radio check. Copy 993. SBM 993 for radio check.
Copy 993.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much for the radio check there. I appreciate it. WSBM 993 call.
Whiskey San Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
W-A-F-F-L-E-S. Calling the Brady Bunch. Come back, Brady Bunch. You sound good, Brady Bunch. You look good. You're doing good.
Thanks, W-A-F-F-L-E-S.
Waffles, over and out. Frequency clear.
I squared would like to say something to you, W-A-F-F-L-E-S.
Go for Waffles. Standing by. S-squared, phone in, Waffles, you there? Go for Waffles. You rule. I don't rule. This is the real guy in charge, Joseph Biden. He rules. Our Lord and Savior, Joe Biden. He'll be missed. Gone but not forgotten. Underground. W-A-F-F-L-E-S, coming to you from the bank. Waffles out, frequency clear. Check, 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 check.